That low hoot is a recording of a northern spotted owl. This bird, with its big beady eyes, brown feathers, and namesake white spots, has been on the endangered species list since 1990. But in Marin County, they happen to be doing relatively well. A handful of healthy owls and nesting sites have been spotted throughout the county. Marin County Park's senior natural resources manager, John Campo, says they can be difficult to pin down.
Well, owls move around. They'll make their nest one year. The next year, they won't be in the same place. So they move around from year to year.
One of the places where there is a known nest is the Gary Giacomini Open Space Preserve, where the County Parks Department plans to open nearly 3 miles of previously unsanctioned trails.
These trails have been here for decades, and the owls are doing quite well. And we're looking at how much, if that use increases at all, to keep an eye on the health of the owl population, as well as all the animals that live out here.
It's a part of the Parks Department's Road and Trail Management Plan, which is currently evaluating and either adopting or shutting down trails in its 34 preserves. Campo says the improvements were minimal at Giacomini Preserve.
All we did was address the turns, and then the middle sections of the trail were already at a good grade, and it was well designed, so we kept it the way it is.
But not everyone is excited about exploring these new trails in endangered owl territory, especially the Marin Audubon Society. Martha Jirocki is a board member with the group.
Here, they are doing fairly well. Their greatest pressure, of course, is development and impact from people. And that's what the trail represents.
The environmental impact report on the additional trails concludes that they will have no effect on the owl population. But Jirocki says that report is inadequate.
They aren't taking into account that this is going to increase use on these trails. So there'll be more use, more people.
Now Marin Audubon has filed a lawsuit against the county to block any further trail improvements. Jirocki says if the park's plan goes through, it could set a precedent for future endangered species in the open space district.
This is a way of looking at impacts on a very threatened endangered species and shrugging. That's what this is. It's shrugging.
Marin County Parks Director Max Corton says that's not true.
We have agreement in wanting to protect and ensure that the northern spotted owl has a, you know, healthy environment to live in.
And Corton says the current use of the Giacomini Preserve is very low, mostly used by the community that lives around it.
I think there is an eagerness on the part of the community to both continue using trails in that area and also to ensure that environmental, you know, protection and preservation and stewardship continued as well.
Corton says he's hopeful that they can come up with a compromise with Marin Audubon before going to court. But until then, the new trails will continue to be open for public use. I'm Tiffany Kamhai for KRCB's North Bay Report.